The first time I heard
the best kind of music,
I went crazy. I didn't know what to do. It was so beautiful. Someone thought enough to take
the best kind of music
and bring it to the kids today who would have never heard it. Thank you. Muchas gracias. De nada.
For the taste
whoa, whoa,
that
whoa, yeah!
We got the best kind of music.
We are in the flow of time.
You're listening to the best cuts of music, edition 71.
An examination of time.
Thank you. allow only those frequencies between 375 and 2,000 cycles to be heard, my voice will sound like this.
Audio collage.
Audio collage.
Audio collage.
Audio collage.
Audio collage.
Audio collage.
Obtained by varying the form and position while the pitch remains constant is illustrated in the next section.
Been amusing his friends by chewing on some plastic flash bulbs.
All they do is laugh in your face anytime you go any place. Coffee pot flying around the room, music box folk telling my dude.
We have filtered out all frequencies.
We'll be right back.
a madman and all the madmen. And it's about Aladdin's lamp or Aladdin saying the genie. And it goes. Watching the ash away, swinging an old bouquet of dead roses, sake and strange divine. You'll make it, passionate, bright young thing. Takes him away to war, don't take it, sadness on the screen. You'll make it.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Sutures.
Sutures.
Forceps.
Done.
Scalpel.
I gotcha.
Those are the four. Damn it. That's not what I wanted. Scalpel.
You said forceps.
Scalpel.
I've got some amazing forceps.
Damn it. I don't need your funny business.
You can only get these from being a survivalist assassin for hire.
No. Stop it with that. This man is not going to die on my watch. I'm tired of your survivalist
desires. That's right. He's not going to die on your watch unless you put your hand under him. It's your watch is on your arm. He's going to die on your table.
Pretty funny. Not while I'm here. Not as long as Dr. Hauser, M.D. is here.
Sam, I don't understand. Philosophers would argue that one man's death makes no difference when compared to many's death. And while I'm commanding this team, I won't allow our team's death. We gotta figure a way to get off this island. The physics of it all boggles your mind. Makes you go crazy. But not this survivalist assassin for hire.
You're going crazy. We're in a doctor's room. This is a hospital. Can't you tell? The lights. The big reflector mirror on my head. Look at you, you're covered in scrubs.
I don't see anything. All I see is woods and blood. That's Robbie Flex, assassin for hire, survivalist.
Well, you gotta cut this nonsense out, man. Get a hold of yourself. I've got a man here that needs an emergency forehead appendectomy immediately.
I don't care what you gotta do. You gotta save this man's life, Doc. I need this man for the next expedition.
Well, you better just do your job or this man's not gonna go anywhere.
This man's amazing tracking skills are unparalleled in this world or any other. We need this man to get off the island.
For the last time, we're not on an island.
This is an island.
It's an island. We're stuck on this island, Sam.
We're
Come
not on.
On
an island. I'll tell you what. One man is an island. And
no man is an island unto himself. It's all for one and one for all.
Except for yourself.
I'm not going to sacrifice my time for one man. I'm thinking of the team here.
14 years of correspondence medical school just so I could have this man die on my table today.
You got to make a lot of tough decisions when you're a leader. As this leader's team, it's my decision that we pull the plug.
He's still alive.
Storm's out.
What? What are you talking about? Get me 10 cc's of blood, stat.
Shakes, wipes sweat off brow. Sam, I can't work under these conditions. We gotta figure out how to decode this island. Get off this damn island. We can't sacrifice this man to the others. John's gone insane, and I don't know where he's gone. The French lady's speaking French. I don't speak French. Let me tell you what I do speak. Survivalism and venture... Assassins.
Get a hold of yourself, man. You're not making any sense. We're in a hospital. This is a hospital. Look around you. The walls, the big glass wall up high where everybody can see us doing this operation.
Sam, I told you if
everybody
we're
around
in a hospital,
you, we're going to be in a forest too. If we're both going to do our show, then we have to do it together, all right?
I want to do a doctor's.
I want to do laws.
I want to do doctor's episode. I want to do gritty, cutting edge, slightly flirtatious doctor's episode. We haven't even gotten to my nurse yet.
Wait, shh. Did you hear that? Don't move. He can hear us.
Well, yeah, he can hear us. He's just half sedated.
No, I mean the polar bear. Why is there a polar bear in here? This is so odd. It's so odd here.
There's not a polar bear in here.
I'm a survivalist. Trust my instincts. I have the instincts of a cat and the eyes of an eagle.
Oh, Lord.
I have the knives of a claw. I have two survival knives, like Rambo. Only had one.
Well, one of those better be suture-shaped. I've got to save this guy's life.
Fine, here's your scalpel.
Thank you.
We're playing the waltz right after this, though.
All right, that works. That's
fine. I'm a survivalist, damn it.
Yeah, you can go on being survivalist.
I couldn't walk before we got on this island.
You've always been able to walk.
I couldn't walk before we got on this island.
Now you're just making shit up.
My legs hurt.
Well, that's what you get for jumping on the couch too much. I told you not to do that. Let's get back to this operation.
This is boring.
We spent $10 million just for that machine that goes bing.
I'm bored with this. I don't want to play it anymore. We can take it back. I'm taking it all back.
Oh, God.
This is no life for a survivalist. I'm used to the grit of the woods and the wilderness. Panther eyes.
All I wanted was a hospital drama.
Panther
not
eyes.
Not a hospital survivalist melodrama.
All right, so what do you want me to do? Do you want to be... I can be the snarky doctor's assistant who used to be... grew up in a tough neighborhood and learned his lesson, and now he wants to help people instead of hurting people. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Could you be more like Hawkeye Pierce?
Yeah, I can do that. Well, I want to do the surgery, but I've been drinking all day, and boy, is my liver tired. Wow, this is a dead audience.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's shaping up. See, this isn't so bad, right? Doctor's office, nurses, lasers. I'll tell you what. We'll do it your way. We'll take a break. We'll do it your way.
That sounds great, Sam. Robbie Flex, adventurer, survivalist.
Yeah. You're listening to...
Assassin for Hire.
The best cuts...
Oh, you're right. Of music.
Yeah. Somehow I'm going to fix all of this.
Doctor, the dressing is too long and the nurse's dresses are too short. Speaking of dressing, where's the turkey dressing?
Oy vey. All right, so this is it. We're lost on some kind of island something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wow, this place is beautiful.
No, well...
You been here before?
It's kind of beautiful.
Man, look at that. There's like a half-giant statue over there.
It's like something out of a classical Greek play.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Are there any others here? Is it just us?
Don't speak their name, Sam.
Don't speak whose name?
Shh. I can hear him.
Hear who?
I can hear him. I'm good at tracking now.
You're hearing other people now.
I've been on this island for 3 weeks. I'm great at tracking.
Oh, okay.
I can track anything.
All right. How good are you at track and field?
Come on, Sam. Let's get serious.
All right. I'm serious.
My calculations are correct. That polar bear should be 3 clicks away. 3 clicks this way.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do about that giant black smoke monster behind us?
Sam, if the black smoke monster was right behind us, we'd already be dead. He's not... Come on, haven't you ever seen an episode of Lost? This is ridiculous.
I don't know, I saw a couple.
We're supposed to write it as it goes along, but, you know, if you haven't seen the show, this...
I don't know, there's some kind of Dharma and Greg initiative. I mean, I've only seen a couple of episodes. I know there's a black smoke monster. They keep showing that on the previews.
Sam, Lost is one of the most compelling TV shows of our generation.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you got... Haven't you ever...
Hey, I don't know.
You ever seen... I bet you haven't seen L.A. Law either.
That's not ringing a bell. Is that like Dynasty? Is this anything like Fantasy Island? Like, it's going to seem all scary at first, but then when we get to the end, we're going to be like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just some ancient ghost and Ricardo Montalban and Tattoo's going to tell us, like, hey, it's okay.
It's kind of like that, actually, but that's...
Yeah, and try some Corinthian leather.
This is awful, man. How are we going to get the ratings back up if we can't come up with a good show to mock and satire? Satirical or whatever.
Well, it's not our fault. Everything's been made fun of before.
I've been working on this survivalist voice for weeks now.
Well, and it sounds good. It sounds like you're surviving.
Don't tell me. Really?
Yeah. Is it real? Yeah, it sounds like you lost about 12 pounds in that voice.
Well, I did. I was actually,
Oh, you're doing method acting.
Well, I did. I lost a bunch of weight, and then I gained it back, and I figured all the stress on my vocal cords would just bring through a rough voice. I also took up smoking.
Oh, yeah.
If you can tell.
That would explain those cigarettes.
Well, I like to roll them up in my sleeve, too, for effect. I think it really works.
Yeah, it does look impressive.
I also spent 3 weeks with a real survivalist.
Oh, wow.
You know, Harry Dean Stanton? The 80-something-year-old actor who's lived to be in hundreds of movies?
Oh, yeah, he
survived a million different movie sets and television programs.
Yeah.
He's a very inspiring man, and if you haven't heard of him, then I'm going to have to leave.
Hey, no, I've heard of him.
Going to hell in a pot basket, and I can't, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Should we go back to the doctor's show? I mean, that might have been pretty good, you know, but hey.
It was good.
How about this? We get a show.
Okay.
Your name is John Gray. And you're, hold on, stay with me. Your name's okay. John Gray. You're a doctor.
Trapper John kind of guy?
Well, that'd be more like John Bobcat or Bobcat Goldthwait, but you know, he's already. So we got, you're John Gray and you're a doctor and you're addicted to pills or something. And you've got a cane, but you know all the clues. And we should call the show Grey's Anatomy, like the book.
Right.
It's also
like the doctor thing.
It's a book and it's your last name and it's a doctor thing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And maybe I could be dating quite a few of the other doctors and nurses there.
Right, but it's a secret.
Right, nobody knows about it.
Is there some way we could turn this forest doctor set into some sort of George of the pediatric jungle or some sort of...
I think so, because this set prior to this was a George of the Jungle set where they did the movie, and they just put all of this on top of it, so we could just tear it down, rip off the old wallpaper.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think Brandon, what's-his-face's...
Fraser?
Yeah, he's probably laying around here somewhere in a drunken stupor or something.
That might explain that meaty caricature of a human body that's poking out of the wall there.
Are you talking about the one frozen in ice? We've been chipping away at him for our cocktails. You know,
Robbie Flex is he's a hard drinker, but he's a hard liver too.
He's got a hard liver.
Yeah, he's got a hard liver. Yeah, right. I get it. Cirrhosis. That's right.
Uh-huh. It's
funny.
A cirrhosis joke.
It's a little funny.
Or it could be like William Attorney. He's born with the name William Attorney, so he has no choice but to be a lawyer. And he's a lawyer for a freight carrier, and he has to fight pirates.
Oh, man.
And then it goes into this Robinson Crusoe
theme. Maybe we could call him Doc Bill. You know, just to keep up with the whole doctor's thing. But there's Doc Savage. I mean, he's an adventurer.
Yeah. That's true. Or it could be like a duck, like Howard the Duck to Doc Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Dr. Bill, yeah. But also he's a Bill.
Doc Bill, platypus. They're all in my wildlife treasury.
What can I do with his voice, though? Is there something we can write?
Well, I think we could, you know, if you die, we shoot you.
And
you
could be a ghost.
Start to die. And that's like a good last words kind of voice. Like, you know, tell Becky I always loved her.
Tell Becky I always loved her.
Yeah.
I don't care what Jonathan says.
Incidentally, my right foot is bigger than my left foot. I'm a bit embarrassed about it, but I never told anybody. You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Sure. That's what you want your character to be?
Well, I mean, that's...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, no. I mean, somebody might say that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody might say that if they're dying, they've been holding it in for X amount of years.
Life.
They're trying to cover it up with manhood by you know, growing all these muscles and
being a
working out every day and dating Becky.
Trying to avoid the just normal day-to-day humdrum, being a survivalist, working amongst other people, amongst other men in some kind of army. Hot, sweaty man army. All those people.
It's not as easy as you think, holding back these feelings.
Yeah. Then you forget what you started fighting for.
We're not even attached to this country anymore. We should create our own country with our own beliefs and our own values.
Sure. What will we call this? Lost Land? Dr. Lost Landia? Dr. Quinn Medicine Lost?
The Adventures of Dr. Quinn Medicine Lost Family Robinson.
Man, I would watch that.
We've got to figure out some way to put someone back in time or take someone out of time or do something with time.
Yeah, that helps. That always helps. Maybe if just inexplicably somebody pops up. Somebody from past.
Oh, like someone from a past episode.
Yeah, like how we had like a robot Robbie Flax, robot Sam from the future. Maybe if like a clockwork steampunk versions of ourselves could pop up from the 1700s and then be all like... You know?
Oh, yeah, those are cool right now. Yeah. Steampunk's really cool.
It's very hip. All the kids are talking about it down on the corner.
I was thinking we could use Chris, you know, he's aged regularly, and but in the show's chronology, he's not aged. But we could use him as he's aged normally, as if he's aged extra normally.
Yeah, you're onto something there. Uh-huh. Your biographer.
And he's his own dad.
That's true, yeah. Well, I do know that if he married a woman and his dad married her daughter and they both had kids, he'd be his own grandpa.
Oh, man. The grandpa paradox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do know that if he married a woman, she would be arrested in most of the continental United States.
Pretty much. It wouldn't work. Not in this day and age.
Well, if there's an age discrepancy between 10 and 20, it's a little different than between 30 and 40.
Yeah.
Got to remember that.
But, you know, Tutankhamun, he was like 12. He had several wives.
And Joan of Arc was like 14 when she saved France.
I mean, people didn't live for very long. Life expectancy was like 22 to 30, depending.
You're right. And I think on the island, it's in the future, so maybe
it's
different.
Anything goes. Five-year-olds could marry 86-year-olds. There's no rules.
Waiting on me. Just when everything's beginning to really go, you've got to leave. You know I've got a 1 o'clock curfew. I'm not. dance with me. Come up where you can be free. Don't worry, no strings attached. Because I like it.
Come on and singer, singer.
Come on and dance with me.
I'm a singer, girl, singer.
I just got to be pretty.
I'm a singer, girl, singer.
We can dance all night.
Make love to me, singer.
Until the early morning light.
I'm a singer, girl, singer.
I got a brand new smile.
I'm a single girl.
Ooh.
We already did that. Sam, come on. Come on, Sam. You're not even paying attention.
I'm beatboxing.
We already did the explosion thing before. We did it in the This American Life episode.
Gosh.
We did it, I think, in that camping episode.
Yeah.
Maybe not. We did it.
We did it when we went to Syria to find the best cut of music.
We did that when we went to space.
Yeah. Man, we really have used the explosion device a lot. But it happens so much in life. What, in this day and age, with the economy and terrorism?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrorism.
Right-wing terrorism and left-wing terrorism.
And middle-of-the-road terrorism.
Back of the wings.
Yeah, you got your baccalaureate terrorism, and then you got your
summa cum laude terrorism. You have your Gregorian terrorism and your Sicilian terrorism.
Belgian terrorism. I mean, that's the worst kind.
Well, that's the sweetest.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Sweetest taboo.
Adorable. It's like a waffle to the face.
Get too much of that terrorism, give me a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Teeth will be rotten out too many times. Too quick.
Too fast. Too much. Too much information.
We gotta figure out a way to tie this all together. So what do we got? We got the gritty, adventurous survivalist, inspired by Harry Dean Stanton of such films as Paris, Texas.
And then we've got our gritty doctor show, where I'm like, clearly he's suffering from Kawasaki's disease. Or vitiligo.
Vitiligo? I'll go get a drink.
Wow. And some madcap comedy farce. How do we even tie all this together? I was thinking we could just turn it into a space romp comedy, but we've already done that.
Yeah, we already did space. Can we do underground, or is that just boring?
Underground? You mean like a Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Well, I meant more like R. Crumb and...
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind of underground. Yeah, sure. Like a Robert Williams kind of situation. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not prepared to have my face melt off. And it's not like I haven't done it before, but it's really something that you just don't want to sneak up on you.
Yeah. Understood. Understandable. Huh, let's see here. What do we got?
Plus, I don't want to ride on the hips of a woman with giant hips and butt.
Right.
I've never done it before, and I'd be embarrassed if I fell off the first time.
I think my Alan Alda character would be comfortable doing that, but let's not go there. Figure out something.
Well, it's a good thing we have all this music to take up space.
Listen to those sweeping strings.
Yes, those dulcet tones, those plinkety plinks of the Plunkersons.
Oh, now it's courageous.
Well, partner, I'm going to fix your wagon, and then I'm going to fix your heating and plumbing, and at a rate that's highly reasonable and not...
With 4.2 APR financing, some bitch.
And sometimes it's scary.
That's pretty good. We haven't done a horror.
No, we haven't done that yet.
I often thought we should do a zombie drama.
Okay, let's see here.
You know what vegan zombies like, right?
Oh, what's that?
Grains.
Oh, that's not menacing at all.
No.
Welcome to the Best Cuts of Music Dinner Theater, sponsored by Omaha Steaks. We've got the best cuts of meat.
Hello?
Hey, Robbie, it's me, Sam.
Oh, Sam, you're a salesman now. Hi, nice to meet you. What are you selling?
I'm selling everything and anything, but unfortunately nothing. How you been? I haven't seen you in 20 years since you had that accident. I know I told your mom I'd come by, but I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm making it easy, you know. I'm taking her easy. I've got all these episodes of Sliders and All in the Family to occupy my time.
Oh, that's great. I love your glass menagerie.
Well, yeah, you know, hobbies keep you you young. Big fan of Cattle on a Hot Tin Roof. I've got all of their miniatures here, and I've actually got a portrait of Paul Simon aging in my basement. I don't know.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's relevant.
Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty good for yourself here. Pretty good. If I were a rich man, I buy all this stuff, but
well,
I'm not.
Well, cheer up there, man. You'll get that big sale soon. It's coming. It's a coming. It's a coming.
Boy, I hope it does someday.
What do you got for sale, buddy?
I've got all these portable holes.
Oh, this is great. You got holes for shitting and holes for hitting.
Yeah, you can just throw them anywhere. There's your hole.
Well, what happens if you just jump in one of these things?
I don't really know. I've lost a few of my demonstration kits that way and a couple of my monkeys. It's, I don't know. Times have been better. I've been thinking about becoming a music man.
Music man, huh?
Yeah, it seems like a more positive life.
Well, that sounds like a great job. You know, you got your people over here and your people over there. There's a sucker born every minute.
There's a sucker born every minute. Unfortunately, I'm not selling them anything. All I can hope for is that I get a pot to piss in and a pee to pop in my hole. But the real reason why I brought you here today, Robbie, is I'm dying.
No. No.
It's true.
No.
I've got an incurable disease.
What's it called? What's a cure?
Life. Unfortunately, everybody has it, but nobody can give it up for me.
Oh, that's awful, man. Well, I've got a little secret to tell you, Sam.
Yeah? Tell me quick. I don't know how much time I got.
Sam Hauser, this is your life.
What?
That's right. That's right. We've got your mom here. We've got your uncle. You've got Dan, your boss.
Holy crap. The cast of Lost is here.
We've got your coworker, sir.
Holy shit. This is just too much.
That's right, Sam. Everyone loves you, and everyone's here to love you.
Oh, man. Grey's Anatomy and House cast are here. This is
That's right. We've got Brendan Fraser. We got, you know.
You guys are all in on this.
Yep.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Wow. Am I really dying? I don't even know what's true anymore. Thank you, man. How'd you even get all this together? This is just crazy.
Well, it's,
Uncle Owen, Aunt Peru. This is just...
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Wow, this is just too much. Well, Robbie...
yes, sir.
I know you think you've done a fantastic job putting all this together here, but
well, it took a few weeks.
I just want you, if you just look, right down here, just look across the stage, look in between those two boxes. You see that?
What is that? I see a light. What is that?
See that? That's a camera. That's a camera. You're on candid camera.
No.
You're on a candid camera. We've been following you, trying to follow me, trying to do stuff to me this whole time.
Holy cow!
Man, the look on your face. This is priceless. Priceless.
I can't believe it. Just can't believe what you did.
Oh my God. Crowd, give it up. Right on that.
Hold on, Sam. Okay. I got something for you. Jonathan, can you bring out the TV?
Wait, what are you doing?
Bring out the TV, Jonathan.
What are you doing?
Now open those curtains, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Sam, we've been filming this whole time. Do you remember when you fell down when you walked in initially?
Yeah.
I submitted that to America's Home Videos, and you won $100,000.
Oh,
you won the grand prize, Sam Hauser. You won the...
Oh, this is the greatest day of my
life.
Your
friends and family are here to join.
This is so crazy.
They're in on the whole thing.
It's always the videos you least expect. I thought we'd get it when you and your nephew hit you in the balls with a wiffle ball bat. And I won for that. That's true. Oh, man.
That's true.
It pays to have a bum leg.
Congratulations. What are you going to do with the money, Sam?
Actually, I got something to tell you, Robbie.
Oh, Sam.
I already knew about the America's Funniest Home Videos. Jonathan already got me the check and everything. And I took a lot of my money. I took your Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes envelope. And I subscribed you to about 500 magazines.
Well, I don't need all those magazines.
Well,
Sam.
Guess what?
I don't even what?
It paid off. Because you've won. Here's Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. No way.
Yes. Here's your giant. You've won $25 million.
I cannot
Robbie
believe
Flags.
This.
How do you feel?
That's it, my life. That's all about time in my life.
No, it's real. It's happening. Your kids can be taken back out of foster care now.
Well, this is unbelievable. Sam, I wish it was. But I wish it was all true. Sam, if you sit down.
Okay.
Me and your,
All right, sitting
you
down.
Know, we brought you here because your family has something to say to you.
Oh, go ahead. I'll go first.
Sam, your awful jokes have affected me negatively in the following ways. Well, if you keep doing
this,
then I'm going to have to... Sam, this is important. This is good for you.
I don't understand.
This is an intervention.
Wait, what?
This is an intervention, Sam.
Why? I can quit anytime I want.
No, you can't, Sam. If you're going to keep doing this... If you're going to keep hurting us...
I can't stop making bad jokes.
Then I'm going to have to leave you. I love you that much. I love you that much.
How do Robbie's words make you feel, Sam?
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm confused. I don't know what I'm doing here. This is just... This is...
Ha ha ha!
Sam, will you promise your family and Robbie that you will go to rehab and not tell bad jokes anymore?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
I'll do it.
You just got to get on
I'll
that
go to rehab.
Just take that first step.
As long as I can keep drinking and taking heroin, I'll do it. I'll stop telling bad jokes. It's not my fault. They're just so easy. You start with little ones, like chicken cross the road, and then it just escalates to complicated puns and just bad similes.
Wait a second, I can't go to rehab. I'd never be a part of any club that would have me as a member.
Robbie Flex and Sam Hauser, please terminate this episode of The Best Cuts of Music immediately.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah, get off our back, Scott.
Sorry, guy.
Yeah.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
There are so many people that's looking for a way out. Many people are trying to find a way of escape from life, trying to find an answer to many of their problems. Some are even trying every kind of drug that's out. If you're looking for an answer to your problem, I have the answer, especially for you. Try it out. Protesting everywhere they can. Closing down colleges on every hand. They want peace. They want to be free. Well, Jesus is the man with God's LSD. I'm living on God's LSD.
LSD!
I'm living on God's LSD.
LSD!
Hell is the love that came down from above. S is for salvation that will save this old nation. T is for deliverance. Thank God he delivered me. I'm living on God's LSD.
LSD! LSD!
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best LSD. Cuts of Music.
I have the instincts of a cat and the eyes of an eagle.
Oh, Lord.
Outtakes.
Gumby? I don't even know how you're real.
Outtakes.
Okay. Recording live. Live from 6 inches from my face. Best cuts of 6 inches.
Well, cut my 6 inches.
Then I took out my big 6-inch record that plays a favorite blues.
Outtakes.
Not the power!
What is the power? The power is power.
I got power, 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 power.
Power wheels, pow, pow, power wheels, pow, pow, power wheels, power wheels, power.